We continue today with lesson number 127 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim. This will be the next to the last lesson in Maseches Kelim. We are learning the second and third Mishnah of the 30th Perek, Perek Lamed, Mishnah Beis, and Mishnah Gimel. Let's look at Mishnah Beis. We're still speaking about Klei Zechuchis, glassware, glass being Mekabel Tumah only Midrabonon, but basically Midrabonon, they resemble halachically Klei Cheres, clay vessels, ceramic vessels. Aspaklario. Aspaklario is a mirror made of glass. Tohoro. It is not Mekabel Tumah. It has no base kibul. It is flat, and it is not made as a receptacle, as a container. It's made to look at your face. V'tamchui she'aso aspaklario. The person had a tamchui, which is a large tray, which does have a base kibul, but it's flat and wide and long, and he made this tamchui, which in and of itself is Mekabel Tumah, but now he polished it and shined it and used it as a reflecting glass, as a mirror. Tome, it is still Mekabel Tumah, because it has not lost its status, its previous status of a tamchui, which is a container of food, a serving tray with a base kibul. And polishing it is fine, dandy. He polished it, so now we can look at his face in it. But basically, it is still a tray, a tamchui. However, the imitchila asol d'shem espaklaria, a person fashions what looks like and in every way resembles a tamchui, but he made a mirror in the shape of a tamchui. Not every mirror is flat. He made a mirror resembling a long tray of food. But since his major purpose, his intent, was to make an espaklaria, so tohor, it is not mekabel tumah. Tarvad is a spoon, really a ladle, a glass ladle. Shehu nosno al hashulchan, that he places this ladle full of soup or whatever on a table. Now, since the bottom of the ladle is round, the ladle, the tarvad, will slip over, bend over this way and that. So it depends. Im mekabel kol shehu, if even after it bends over on its side, it still can contain some of the liquid, some of the soup or whatever is inside of it. Tome, so it's not. It is mekabel tumah. It's like a clay kibul. It's like a spoon. What's the difference if this spoon is lying on part of it lying on its side? It's still containing some soup. But the yim lav, if you put this ladle on the table and the ladle flips over and everything spills out and doesn't contain anything, yim lav, it contains nothing, everything spills over. Rabbi Akiva mitame. Rabbi Akiva says, nevertheless, it's mekabel tumah, because it is a clay kibul. If he wouldn't leave it on the table, bent over where everything spills out, but would hold it in his hand, fine, it would hold whatever, it will hold its entire contents. That's its derech tashmisho. It's used as a ladle to take the soup from the pot and to pour it into the soup bowl. But do that while holding onto it, so it is a clay kibul. That's Rabbi Akiva's reason for being mitame, saying it is mekabel tumah. However, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri mitaher. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says no, since nothing can last in this particular tarvot, in this label, because if you put it down for a moment from your hand, it's going to bend over, tip over, and it'll all spill out. And it can only be used for the moment that you're pouring from the pot into the ladle, scooping from the pot into the ladle, and then pouring from the ladle into the soup bowl. That's not considered a base kibul. Base kibul has to be something, a bowl, a cup, a pot. That's a base kibul. But such a ladle which tips over when it's put down on a flat surface is not a clay kibul, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and therefore it is not mekabel tumah. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, we're still talking about klei zechuchis, but here we're talking about a glass goblet, a glass, what we would call a glass drinking cup. Kos shenifgam rubo. Suppose most of the circumference of this cup, of this glass cup, is broken, then tohor, the whole vessel is not mekabel tumah, it's considered a shever kli, a broken piece of a kli, and not a kli. V'yafilu, abel, now the Mishnah continues, nifkam bo shalosh berubo. And the Mephoshim suggests that you must insert here the word v'yafilu. V'yafilu nifka bo shalosh berubo. I mean, if you have one continuous break in the glass, which if the circumference is 3 inches, this gap measures, this break measures from edge to edge, 1 3/4 inches, which is the rove of the circumference. So then, of course, it is a shevra kli. But suppose you have 3 breaks, and the 3 of them together are close to another, and when you go from the edge of one break all the way to the edge of the other break, it covers the rove of the circumference. Nifkam bo sholosh berubo tahor. It is also tahor from tumah. It is not mekabel tumah because it's a broken shever. You can still contain some of the water because it's not going to come seeping through these 3 separate cracks. Doesn't matter, according to the Tanna Kamma. However, Rabbi Shimon Omer, im mifazer hu es rov hamayim, only. Rabbi Shimon here, unusual. We've been tracking Rabbi Shimon, and for many, many Mishnayos, we find that in various disputes, he takes the lenient position here. He shows that he could be tough, and he takes a stricter position. And he says, im mifazer hu es rov hamayim tohor, that if most of the water comes spilling out, then and only then is it tohor, is it not mekabel tumah, is it considered broken? But if you have these 3 breaks in it and it can still contain some water, it does not allow the rove water, the majority of the water in the vessel, to come pouring out, it remains tumah, meaning it remains royal lekabel tumah. This is the approach of most Mephoshim. The Machlokas, the Rambam has a different approach, but we have followed what seems to be the majority opinion of the Rishonim in understanding this piece of the Mishnah about the broken glass. Nikav, suppose you have a glass cup, which now has a hole in it. Va'aso'o, and he fixed it. Here the word also does not mean to make, it means to repair, to fix. So he repaired it by plugging up the hole in the glass, bein beba'atz, with lead, plugged it up with a metal plug of lead, bein bezefes, or with pitch, with tar, tohor. It is not, plugging up a hole in glass with whatever substance is not sufficient to restore the status of the glass. The glass is still considered a broken glass, and the reason being because, at least according to the Tanna Kamma, Ba'atz and Zephes do not adhere tightly to glass, and therefore the glass is still considered broken, and it is not mekabel tumah. Now, Yossi says no. Bib-ba'atz, if he plugged it up with ba'atz, with lead, tumah, it is mekabel tumah, because plugging it up with lead is an effective plug, an effective seal, S-E-A-L, and therefore it is considered restored to being a functional glass, and it is mekabel tumah, ubezefes. But if it's plugged up with pitch, with tar, tohor, that's not considered a sealant, S-E-A-L-A-N-T, and therefore the glass is still considered broken, and it is not mekabel tumah. Many say that Rabbi Yossi, in this Mishnah, which is next to the last Mishnah in the entire Masechta, is consistent with his opinion way back in the 3rd Perek, Perek Gimel Mishnah Zion, where Rabbi Yossi said, Kumkum shenike vaso bezefes. You can go back and read it in the Mishnah back in Perek Gimel Mishnah Zion, a kettle made of ceramics, of cheres, kli cheres, which has a hole in it, and the hole has been plugged up with pitch or tar. The Mishnah there in Perek Gimel said, Rabbi Yossi mitaher. Rabbi Yossi says it is tohar. Why? She'eno yocho lekabel es hachamin kitzonon. An intact clay vessel can contain very hot water. And a kumkum is used for hot water. It's a kettle. And therefore, if he plugs it up only with tar, the tar will melt under the heat of the contents of the vessel, and therefore it's not a functional kumkum if it is only plugged up with tar, with zephes. So too, says the Vilna Gaon, is the basis of Rabbi Yossi's opinion here in our Mishnah Gimel of Perek Lamed. And that is, if you plug up a glass cup, which is made to hold hot tea, and you plug it up with tar, the tar will not be able to stand up to the heat of the tea, and it will melt. And it'll melt right into the tea, and who wants to taste such tea? Therefore, the Rabbi Yossi says, the halacha is that the zephes is tohor, but, on the other hand, lead can contain the heat, can resist the heat, will not melt because of a hot tea or whatever. And therefore, if it's plugged up with ba'atz, it is mekabel tuma. If it's plugged up with zephes, it is tohor, it is not mekabel tuma. And so we have finished Mishneh Gimel of Perek Lamed, and the process concluded lesson number 127. Stay with us for tomorrow's lesson, in which we will make a siyum, complete 128 days of learning Mishnayos Maseches Kehillim. But for now, we're not there yet. We've concluded lesson number 127.